This is Dr. Mejia, the chief physician, Maria Miranda, medical records 131-872, delivered 12-27-1945. Referring physician, Dr. Pedro Ortega, procedure performed. EGD, attempted colonoscopy, flexible sigmoidoscopy, secondary procedures. Biopsy, state of the procedure, April 6, 2022, indications, abdominal pain, dysphagia. History of radiation proctitis, history of polyp, screening for colon cancer, post of diagnosis, impression 1, clean base esophageal ulcer, number 2, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 3, hiatal hernia, number 4, internal hemorrhage, number 5, diverticulosis coli, number 6, tortuous colon, next number, descending colon polyp, next number, procedure stop at the splenoflexure due to significant looping, unable to pass the scope beyond that area, paragraph. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the AGD, splenoflexure for the colonoscopy, complication known immediately, medication as per monitoring anesthesia care, paragraph. Upper procedure as per EGD template period after AGD was done, patient was turned, rectal exam was done, showing no significant abnormality period. Pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced to the colon, into the descending colon without complications period, into the splenoflexure without complications period, examination performed for withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitoring and observation period, deflection performed to rectum period, paragraph. Procedure to stop the splenoflexure due to significant looping, sharp turn, unable to pass the scope beyond that area period. Findings, EGD findings, otopharynx appear normal, pure paragraph esophagus, there's a small hiatal hernia present, period, there's a clean base also in the esophagus, at the distal esophagus, biopsies were taken, period, no stigmata, recent bleed seen, period. This is about 5 millimeter in size, period. Biopsies were taken from proximal mid-esophagous, rule out eosinophilic esophagitis, period, paragraph, stomach. There's an immediate polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsies taken, period. Otherwise, the stomach appear normal, biopsies taken from mantle and body, right H. pylori, period, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, rule out celiac disease, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, multiple diverticula seen, period. Colon was very tortuous, period. Unable to pass the scope beyond the splenoflexure, period. Diminutive polyp in the descending colon, pale, 2 millimeters, scope biopsy taken, period, paragraph. Rest of the colon not examined, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, for the pathology reports, number 2, anti-reflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, we start a patient on protonics, following milligrams POPID. Next number, patient will need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks for evaluation of gastric esophageal ulcer healing and evaluation for possible dilation. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, fiber supplementation. Next number, we'll order a biome enema for evaluation of the rest of the colon that was not examined today, period. Patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. End of dictation.